Today, June 6th, is the feast day of St. Norbert. Very interesting and fascinating saint. St. Norbert basically lived from about 1080 to about 1134. And he was born in Germany. He was a cousin to the emperor, born into a very noble and wealthy family. And as a young man, he only had a desire for money and popularity and success and pleasure. So he was living a rather extravagant and carefree life. But one day, he had a life-changing experience. He was out riding his horse in a region in Westphalia. And this was the year 1115. And a storm arose, and his horse was struck by lightning. And he was thrown off the horse and realized how close he was to death. At that moment, he could have died if that lightning had struck just a few feet closer towards him. And that was a life-changing experience. Sometimes people say, well, you know, how did you discover your vocation? Were you struck by lightning? Well, in his case, he was, basically. And so he had this life-changing experience. He then began to go to spiritual direction under the local abbot of the monastery, and he realized God was calling him to become a priest. So he sold his many estates, gave all his money to the poor, and then went to see the Pope and made a confession, believe it or not, made his general confession to the Pope and put himself at the service of the Holy Father. And the Holy Father encouraged him to live a very holy life. And so St. Norbert began to read the writings of St. Augustine and began to try to live the rule of St. Augustine and St. Benedict and began to live a very monastic life. But the Pope also asked him if he would preach and go around to give sermons throughout the countryside and the cities to be a band of itinerant preachers. And pretty soon he had 40 other young men along with him. They were living a monastic life, but they would go out and preach in the region, in the countryside. So this was the first time in the history of the church where you have sort of the combination of a contemplative and active life in one. This was really the precursor. This is 100 years before St. Francis and St. Dominic would come on the scene and also have a very similar spirituality of living in community, living with one's fellow brothers and priests, but then to go out and to do preaching and missionary work. And he was then chosen to be the archbishop. And when he walked into the cathedral, he walked in barefoot. And he was almost turned away by the porter who thought he was a beggar. But he was ordained and consecrated archbishop. And then he worked till the end of his life on church reform, trying to, again, reform the church, and mostly throughout France and Germany. He's very loyal to the Holy Father, the Pope, and tried to, again, bring about loyalty to our Holy Father. So when we look at his life, we see that really for the first 33 years of his life, he did not take God seriously. But this sort of near-death experience was a wake-up call for him. And for the next 20 years of his life, he spent really loving God with his whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving his neighbor as himself, as we heard in today's gospel. So, of course, we pray that we don't need a bolt of lightning for God to get our attention. But we again see how God sometimes works in the life of St. Paul, of his conversion, or the life of St. Norbert and his conversion. In fact, when God sort of knocked him off his horse, he heard these words in his heart: "Give up the foolish, empty life you are leading. Begin to do good to those around you." And that was his conversion experience. And the name of the order that he founded is called, it's probably the longest name of an order in the history of the church, the Premonstratensians. But he could just call them the Norbertines. And if you go to California, in Orange, California, you should definitely go visit the monastery of St. Norbert. The Norbertines have been known for being one of the great orders in the United States. The Norbertines, there you really see this authentic spiritual life being lived out, and also they're very devoted to the Eucharist and our Blessed Mother, and loyalty to the Holy Father. So again, we ask St. Norbert to pray for us.